Well, it should be the desire of our heart for God to use us. Amen? We find in life that sometimes life gets difficult, but God still works in difficult times. And I'm glad that God's still involved in the times of our life. Be looking up Psalms chapter 37. Once again, good to have all of you with us today and in the service. And if this is our first time to meet, nice to meet you. You're no longer a guest. You're just part of us here. If you would so desire to come and be in church with us, and we appreciate you coming by and worshiping with us today. And Psalms chapter 37, and I'm praying that God will lead me the direction that He wants this message to go. And I've been praying about this, and it seemed like I like to have, this is just me, I guess, I like to have a direction, and I like to have a point to get to, and something that will stick with us, and something that will help us, and that's my prayer. It's not my desire or any kind of direction to hinder, but I believe God wants us to be a help. Amen? So let's stand, if you got 37th chapter of Psalms, fam. Starting at verse 1. It says, "Fret not thyself because of evildoers, neither be thou envious against the workers of iniquity. For they shall soon be cut down like the grass and wither as the green herb. Trust in the Lord and do good. So shalt thou dwell in the land, and verily thou shalt be fed." Verse 4. "Delight thyself also in the Lord, and he shall give thee the desires of thine heart. Commit thy way unto the Lord, trust in him, and he shall bring it to pass." Let's pray. Father, we thank you. This service, Lord, today. Thank you for our Sunday school lessons, Lord. Thank you for those that's come to be in service with us. Lord, I ask you right now that you anoint me to say what you want said in this service. My lips be your lips, Lord, today to say what needs to be said. Lord, anointing upon this remainder of this service. Lord, if there's one that doesn't know you, we pray, Father, you touch their hearts today, that they would come to know you as their Savior in this service. Lord, strengthen the body. Those are going through trials and tribulation, Lord. Strengthen your people today. Lift us up, Lord. We praise you as we lift your name above all names. Anoint me to say, preach your word. We'll praise you for it in Jesus' name. Amen. God bless you. Thank you for standing. I'm gonna go to a point here of a title along this line. That our desire affects our heart. Our desire affects our heart. I was kind of ironic in a way, I guess, Sunday or two ago. I was asked a question on Sunday morning. Said, "When are you going to preach something uplifting?" And I said, "Well, I'll have to take that up for the good Lord, I guess." And I also heard a comment here the other day. Someone had went to church. And actually, I've heard this more than once from different places. Someone went to church, and they said they desired to go somewhere else because when they went home, they didn't want to feel bad about themselves. Wanted to feel more encouraged about themselves. And so this one comment was made about a certain preacher in our community that I think preaches the word. And they decided, without calling names, they decided they're going to stay home and listen to a preacher on TV because they feel better after he speaks. Now I can tell you something right now, church. God didn't call me to make you feel bad. But God did call me to preach his truth. And I can tell you what happens, Brother Eldon. When I step behind the pulpit and I preach you a message, you can go home and think this one thing. That message come to the preacher first. You know, a lot of times, from the minister's standpoint of view, God's working me over before he gets to you. And if I can't preach the truth and live by the truth, then I'm held accountable. Amen. So I really believe this when somebody would make the comment about preaching something uplifting. I believe the truth is uplifting no matter how bad it hurts. Jesus said it didn't come to condemn this world, it come to save this world. Jesus didn't come to tell us what was wrong. Jesus came to make us a way to get the worries right with him. Aren't you glad for that? The desires of our heart, I believe, affects our heart. The word said, David said here in Psalms, he said, if you'll delight yourself in the Lord, he shall give thee the desires of your heart. If we will desire the things, Paul said, we're in Corinthians studying, Paul said, to desire spiritual gifts. Folks, I can tell you, there's preachers that stand behind the pulpit that do not desire to be a man or woman of God. They just desire a paycheck. Surely that won't offend you, me talking about a preacher. There's folks that I heard testimonies of preachers standing behind the pulpit said they wasn't even saved, but they was preaching. Now listen, God's word doesn't come back void. God's word is powerful and true. How many believes that this morning? Whether I'm right with God or not does not affect the word of God. But listen, it makes a difference to the desire of our heart. Can I tell you this right now? And this is coming to Preacher Ed. Remember this, what I said. When I preach to you, it's coming to me first. The desire of my heart, the desire of my life, what I desire to do. A desire is a craving, a longing. What I want to do, what I desire to do affects my heart. It affects my walk with God. It affects what I do. It not only affects what I do, it affects what my outcome is. Praise God. Those that desire the things of God are going to receive some blessings, Brother Danny. I found also that it said over that Jesus said, he said, how many wants to be blessed? The word says that in Psalms, it's in Matthew about 22, verse 6 or 8, somewhere in that range, I can find it. It said, blessed is the man that hunger and thirst after righteousness, for he shall be filled. So if I desire things from God, I want to receive things from God. Desire of my heart affects has an effect on me. We find today that folks have a desire of other things in the world. Other things are more important than serving God. Ministers that find things are more important than seeing a lost soul saved. There's more important things in preaching the truth than there is to do what you think everybody wants to hear. Hello? My desire is to delight myself in the Lord, and he's going to bless me. How many wants to be blessed? A longing and a craving. I might say this. Let's go home today. Let's think about what really drives us. What's really important to us? What is really at the top of our list when it comes to our walk with God? When it comes to our everyday life, what is the most important thing? Is it your job? Is it what your friends think about you? Is it having a great education? Is it worrying about the Social Security system? Are you going to get a check every month? Are we concerned about what's going to be going? What really is it? Can I say this? Is it we'll do whatever it takes to get a mighty dollar? What do we desire? Or is it possibly we desire to be right all the time and have everybody cater to us? That just kind of makes me sick when I hear preachers talk about how they feel like the people ought to treat them. God didn't call you to serve me. He called me to serve you. That's all mixed up. It's not about what you do for me. It's about me hearing from God and praying and being a shepherd that when you have a need, I'm concerned. I can't be everywhere at every place, but listen, I can sure pray. Listen to me. We can sure have a desire to see somebody saved. If it's about a desire to see somebody hurting, if it makes us happy to see somebody hurting, you better check out the desire of your heart. What is this most important to you? Now, you know, we have our son, he loves to play baseball. You can love to go hunting. You can love to fish. You can love to shop. You can love to whatever, do whatever it might be. But folks, we can't allow things to come between us and God. It will affect their folks that get wrapped up in sin. Their folks that their desire is to do whatever they want to do. And can I tell you without shocking you too bad, the things that you probably want to do if you look it up won't line up with the Word of God. We've got to do what God says to do and desire to do what God says to do. I can tell you, it says, and also over in the psalm, it says, the steps of a good man is ordained by God. Every step we make, God is in line with us if we're serving Him. You go home today and you think about what really is the desire of my heart. What do I really desire in my life? Is it that I can find myself at the end? Brother Leo Dye, he was. I've said this before, and he's made this comment. He can fix a Nissan pickup quicker than I could get on a bicycle. He knows all about them old Nissan. I mean, he can fix them. But he said, I'll tell you what, folks, when they walk by my casket, I don't want them to say that there lays a man that could fix a Nissan. I want them to say there lays a man that served his God. What's your desire? Is it we're concerned about, listen to me, I know our jobs can change like that. I know our lives can change in a flash, in a blink of an eye. But when we desire the things of God, God is obligated to bless us through the middle of the journey. Our desire affects our heart. I want to talk about a few things now that's probably not part of this uplifting message. If we're not careful, the desires of our heart will cause our heart to harden. We can find throughout the Bible where the hardening of hearts had an effect on their outcome. Our desire affects our heart. We find today that, listen to me, the hardening of our heart. Looking over, I want to go to just a few quick scriptures about the hardening of our heart. How many want your heart to be right with God? I can tell you, folks, if we don't have a heart right with God, we've got a bigger problem than worrying about tomorrow, than worrying about our paycheck, than worrying about getting a job. There's more important things in this life than having everything we want here. Now listen, God's not in the place that He's not going to bless you. Can I tell you this? When you delight yourself in the Lord, God can bless you, and you can exceedingly abundantly above go beyond what anybody else around is going around you when things are going down. Anybody believe that? That's God. The desire of our heart. Hardening of our heart. Let's look over. And I'm going to go to a couple, two, three scriptures here. In Psalms 95 and 8, you might just want to write this down. Harden not your heart as in the provocation and as in the day of temptation in the wilderness. Don't let your heart become hardened. And dropping over back into over into Proverbs 28 and 14, says, happy is the man that feareth always, but he that hardeneth his heart shall fall into mischief. The desire of your heart has an effect on your outcome. He that being often, in Proverbs 29:1, he that being oft reproved hardeneth his heart, his neck, shall suddenly be destroyed, and that without remedy. Would you like to interpret that? The preacher preaches the truth, and it hits me right between the eyes. And I stiffen up my neck and say, that's not right. That doesn't apply to me. I'll go ahead and do what I feel like it's okay because I prayed about it. Whew. Boy, Brother Ray Dean, I'm ready for one of them uplifting messages too. I've prayed about it, so it's okay. Not when the Word says it's not. Harden of the heart. I'm going to say something shocking. I believe that we live in a day right now, there's going to be folks that go to church every Sunday that's got a hard heart towards God. They don't care what the Word says. They know what they want to do. We got preachers stand behind the pulpit. Doesn't matter if the Holy Ghost begins to convict you. Doesn't matter about that. We're not going to preach it because we don't believe that's the way. Things have changed. No, God's not changed. We have changed. It's time that when we hear God speak to us through His Word that we begin to do what God says. Listen to me, sinner. When you come to the house of God and God convicts you of your sins, I don't believe you can find the scripture where he's obligated to call you again. That's pretty scary, isn't it? And I can take you to the scripture where it says, no man can come to the Father except the Spirit draw him. So you can't even be saved unless the Holy Ghost begins to convict you and bring you in. Contrary to what the world says, we must have the Word. That must have the Word of God in our hearts. We must hear and must have His Spirit draw us in order for us to be saved. It's not about a decision to do this. It's about Him drawing you and loving you enough to call you. But if we're not careful, what happens is there begins to be a hardness of our heart. We can sit here and hear the preacher preach, and we could turn over on John Hagee and hear him preach and say, he's just an old overweight man that he just pounds on the podium, and that's not really true. No, you better listen to what the Word says. Because the desire of my heart and the desires that motivate me has an effect on my heart. If it's my desire, I've got a friend of mine that is searching for somebody in the church to say what's going on in his life is okay. And as long as he searches in a church that preaches the truth, they'll never say it's okay. Because it's sin. How many knows what sin does for us? Makes us feel uncomfortable when we go home, doesn't it? Does me. Can I tell you right now? You say, preacher, I'm tired of hearing this preaching. This conviction comes over me first. He's talking to me about the desire of my heart. I have a job. I have a lot of work to do. I have a lot of pressure to do. I have a lot of things to do, a lot of places to go, a lot of reports to do, emails to take care of. All these lists goes on and on and on. I've got to grow sales 10% and a 20% drop in a market. That's 30% growth. Hello. You know, folks lose their jobs when they don't perform. Hello. Does that keep me up at night? I'm going to do all I can do, the best I can do, and that's all I can do. Hello. But if I allow those things to come above what God wants me to do, I'm going to be held accountable for it. If you allow the things around you to take the desire of your heart from serving God, and you don't care whether you come to church, kind of preach a little while. It doesn't matter what goes around you. You don't have time to pray. You don't want to pray. You're not comfortable around the church. Oh, I'm preaching to you this morning. Amen. But listen, amen. Those things are taking more desire. It's taking a higher priority than your desire to serve God. And I just read to you that that's without remedy. We can take over to the church of Laodicea, Brother Danny, and we can find this. This is to the church, and this is not to the sinners. He said, I'd rather you be hot or cold, because if you're lukewarm, I'll spew you out of my mouth. That's not a message to the sinner. We know where the sinner's going to go if you've not accepted Christ. It's not no in-between place. It's either heaven or hell. You're either born again or you're lost this morning. One of the two. I'm either doing what God wants me to do or I'm walking astray. And folks, I can tell you, the desire of your heart is going to make a difference in your outcome. Don't allow the things around you to harden your heart. I've seen people that have went through trials, less trials than what some of you folks have went through, and they've hardened their heart and quit church. They pray, they say, well, I prayed and God didn't hear my prayer. Can I tell you, pray again. Well, I prayed and God didn't answer my prayer. Now, listen, we got folks right. I'm just going to use these two here. Sister Natisha had gained some ground and went back and went right back where she was at. Hello. Now, where's she at this morning? Sitting right over here on this third pew. Sister Marty and Brother Roy went right back where they was at a year ago in the same place. And look, you could look around and say, we've not gained no ground. But can I tell you right now, they've not allowed the trials that come around to harden their heart. Sometimes people go through tribulations in their life. They go through trials. And can I say, sometimes people do you wrong and you allow your heart to be hardened. And the next thing you know, it has an effect on your walk with God. Hardened heart. He said, there's no remedy. You're going to have to go back to God. You're going to have to, I'll read to you in just a little bit, what God will do for us when we're in that place. God is not out here to tell us we can't. God is out here to tell us we can. He's out here to tell you that you can live this life. You can be a blood-bought child of the King. You can make heaven your home. You can live a life that when you can lay your head down at night, you can have a peace that passes all understanding and have no condemnation, because what's the word say? Whom the Son sets free is free indeed. I found myself many times as I was sitting back where you're sitting right now, God began to deal with me, and I began to realize that I needed to get closer to God. I needed to realize that there was a time that I needed to draw nigh to Him. Maybe you're here this morning. It's not really maybe, it's just who will accept what He's saying. It's our desire. It's what's having the effect on your heart. Hardening of the heart and not hearing the word. Stiffen up the neck. Well, preacher says it's sin. I see, well, he just interpreting that wrong. Are you sure about that? I want to ask that question again. Well, that's just old John Hagee. That's just old Eddie Reed saying that. You know, I see it this way. Are you sure you're right? Hello? That's a pretty upfront question, isn't it? Because on Judgment Day, it's going to be right or wrong. It's going to be in God's hands. Sin will take us farther than you want to go. I've been there. I know exactly what I'm talking about. I said this. I shared this with you a few weeks ago. I was sitting over there in that congregation. In the old church over there, Brother Alvin Riddell. This has been years ago. I was a big old teenager. Well, might have been 20 years old, probably about William's age or something like that. I thought everything was going pretty good. You know, I'd go up, Brother Mark, strap on my guitar and play, and God began to deal with me. It's a crack in the foundation. Crack in the foundation. Crack in the foundation. I walked right by. Walked right by the preacher. Went up there and grabbed my guitar and went on playing. You know what that didn't do? That didn't fix the crack. But God began to deal with me. And I believe God's dealing with folks around here. I know He's dealing with me. I want to be what He wants me to be. What do you want to be? What's your desire? Is it your desire to please Him? Now, I understand. I'm not making excuses, but I understand those that go through these trials. You can get to a place in your life that you can't hardly find. You can't really pray. Have you ever been there? You're so beat down. You're so stressed out. You're so just, listen, I go back and talk about these two families here. It's discouraging. I think, oh my God, not again. Not going back. But listen, y'all got to keep on desiring. I know you are. You got to keep on. Brother Sean and Sister Natisha and their families praying. We're praying with Roy and Sister Martha. And God's going to bring them through this. How many believes that? I believe it. And it seemed like every time you begin to praise God and thank God, something else bad happens. Well, keep on praising Him. I'm just bullheaded enough to say I'm going to keep on praising Him. I'm not going to back down. That dirty dog and devil will destroy your home, destroy your mind, destroy your desire to serve God, get you all mixed up, but I got some good news for you. It ain't over yet. Amen. I preached here a time or two about God allows you to turn. God allows us to come back to Him. How many glad God allows us to come back? He did me right over here next door. Big old young teenager boy, Brother Charles, backslid on God, wasn't serving God like I should. I began to try to get things right, began to get my desires right, began, Brother Danny, I knew some of the desires of my life was not right. I began to try to do those things. And you can't, listen, you can help a few things, but you can't lift that load off your heart. You can't put that peace back in. Only God can do that. I've been there. I know exactly what it was like. And I shared this with you. I was over there, Brother Alvin was preaching, and Brother Danny's sister was singing, Where Could I Go? And I tell you what, folks, I knew where I could go. I went up there, and you said, you told us the other day, preacher. Well, I'm going to tell you good things. Is that all right? I grabbed Brother Alvin around the neck, began to pray, and he began to pray with me, and God began to melt his heart. This old hardened heart began to change. Brother Danny, the desires began to change in my life. I began to realize that I was drawn nigh to God. I knew who He was, and I knew that He needed me, and I needed Him. I'll say, I need Him. He doesn't have to have me, but He wants me. Aren't you glad? God began to change my heart, Brother Frank. And I can tell you right now, it's never the same since. Let me tell you this. I shared this also just a few weeks ago. As I began to pray around that altar, I didn't know what was going on, but I was weeping from the depths of my soul. Can I tell you right now, there's an experience with God that comes so deep inside that you can't describe it. that just turns you inside out. I believe a lot of folks have never really got to that place with God. I begin to weep. I begin to cry with Sean and Brother Alvin. I remember as though I said, "The devil, you're a liar." I just said that, just simply. My nose began to bleed in the middle of that prayer. Brother Alvin just went like that, just said, "Devil, you're a liar." Blood stopped like that. Oh, God don't do things like that. He sure does. You know why? Because he loved me, and he still does. And he knew that my desires were changing. He knew that my hunger and thirst for him was coming back like it should be. Oh, God's speaking to somebody here this morning. I feel the resistance, and that's okay, because the devil don't want you to have a desire for God, but God does. Keep praying, church. Somebody needs to hear this. But God starts talking to you throughout the week, and you can't seem to get past it. Some folks make this decision when they come to church and begin to feel that desire, begin to feel that tug. They just don't come back for a while. Feels pretty good for a while until they come back. And then that same tug that they left is still tugging. You know why? Because he loves you. It's not that the preacher's up here telling you what sin is. It's that the God in heaven wants to help you and restore you and put you where God wants you to be with him. Oh, preacher, go to Jeremiah chapter 29. Does anybody feel God in this house? Jeremiah chapter 29, if I can find it. He's speaking to some folks that were in captivity. This little boy over there in that hall, Brother Tope, in that service over there, I was in captivity. I was bound by the desires of my heart. But God had a change for me. My heart was changing. The hardness of my heart, Brother James, was beginning to melt. And it was beginning to be a change down deep in my soul. And this is what Jeremiah said to some folks that were in captivity. He said, "For I know," verse 11, chapter 29, he said, "For I know thy thoughts that I think, I know the thoughts that I think toward you, saith the Lord, thoughts of peace, not of evil, to give you an expected end. Then shall you call upon me, and ye shall go and pray unto me." And listen, verse 12, mark this down. "And I will hearken unto you. And ye shall seek me and find me. And when ye shall search for me with all your heart, and I will be found of you, saith the Lord. I will turn away your captivity. I will gather you from the nations and from the places whither I have driven you, saith the Lord, and I will bring you again unto the place whence I caused you to be carried away captive." He will hear your call. Stand with us if you would. If we could have a song. The desires of your heart is having an effect on you. Preacher, I think I'll just go somewhere else where I can feel a little more comfortable. I call this word satanic. If. Are you listening to me? I'll go somewhere where I can feel a little more comfortable. That's between you and God. But somebody in this service, maybe more than one, God's talking to you about your desires this morning. Talking to you about your heart. While I've been preaching, what about your desires? What is the craving in your life? What is the longing in your life? As a big old teenage boy over there in that service, it's cracking my foundation. I needed God's Spirit to mend me. Do you know Jesus this morning? Have you backed up on God? What about stepping out? He said, I will hear and hearken to your voice. So what he's saying is this. If you're here this morning, it's not what's behind you. It's not about your mistakes. It's not about the sin. It's about you calling on him. That's what it's all about. It's not about where you've been or where you're at right now. It's about you and I calling on him. Let's pray. Father, today, I thank you, Lord. Move in this service today, Lord. Touch hearts and lives of men and women here today. Only you, God, only you can touch these hearts. In your name, Jesus, in your name. In your name. With every head bowed before we begin to sing. Nobody looking around. I never, hardly ever go back to see, to talk to anybody. At this point, that's not my plan. So this is between you and God. If this desire in your life needs to change, slip your hand up and down. Say, preacher, there's a hand. Pray for me. Anybody else? There's a hand. Anybody else? There's another hand. Hallelujah. Now let's pray, church, for these that's raised their hands. Father, right now, touch their lives, Lord. Touch their lives this day. Strength, God, as only you can. Change our lives today, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Love you, Lord, tonight, Lord. This morning, Lord. Move miraculously in this altar service, Jesus.